Hey there, multi-prep teachers. You know how professional development never seems to quite get to what we need? It's like, great idea, but how do I make this work when I have 3+ preps to juggle? That's exactly why I created the Simplify Your Preps Collective. It's a free Facebook group built just for teachers like you, where we share tips, resources, and real talk about making multi-prep teaching less overwhelming and more doable. Sound like your kind of space? Head to kristenmasick.com/collective and join us today. Let's simplify together. Welcome back to the Secondary Teacher Podcast. Today, we are going to be talking about the real struggles of juggling multiple preps as a secondary teacher. We are going to be specifically going over the 4S system: set and order, schedule, systemize, and sustain, to help you take back control and reduce the overwhelm of being a multiple prep teacher. Welcome to the Secondary Teacher Podcast, the podcast for middle and high school teachers juggling multiple preps to get the strategies to reduce overwhelm so that you don't have to choose between being an effective teacher and prioritizing important relationships. I'm your host, Kristen Masick, a 10-year high school engineering teacher, former middle school assistant principal, and teacher coach. Every week, we will discuss strategies, systems, and time-saving tips to help you not only survive but thrive as a multiple prep teacher. As we're getting closer to school beginning, I feel like I'm seeing more and more posts within Facebook groups or other forums with teachers who are teaching multiple preps for the first time, and here's their schedule, here's their load, and they are seeking help and support from others. Now, typically in a school setting, the reason they're coming to those forums is because they're not getting help within the schools, because quite frankly, not everyone knows what it is like to teach multiple preps. Now, there are some who have taught multiple preps, but they could have their subjects be very related, where there are other times, which are the ones that I'm seeing more frequently, are those who are being asked to teach very different courses and subjects and are really coming to get some help and some advice from others who have been working it in the field for a while. But what they're being met with is, sometimes we get some supportive people, but typically it is filled with comments of those who are also teaching the same things, just saying, hey, welcome to the club, welcome, just get used to it, this is how your teaching career is going to be from here on out, or kind of like bragging on who has the most preps, which isn't helpful at all. But I'm here to tell you that overwhelm doesn't have to be the norm. It doesn't have to be your sentence. It doesn't have to be your huge struggle when you are teaching. So today we're going to be talking about some real tips and strategies to help you out if you are facing similar challenges. As a multiple prep teacher, I know the struggle, and now I'm here to share with you how to not just survive, but thrive in this environment. And we're going to start off with shifting your mindset. You need to understand that you don't have to accept the overwhelm as your fate. Overwhelm isn't the amount of things that you have to do, it's the lack of clarity of what to do next or what to do first. You have the power to take control over your schedule, reduce that chaos, and eliminate some things to reduce that overwhelm. I'm going to be telling you about a system that I like to use today called the 4S system that can help guide you with that overwhelm. So if you ever are feeling overwhelmed, where do I start and where do I go? Before we go into that 4-step system, though, I do want to let you know that multiple preps is a little bit of a 2-pronged approach. There are ways that you can do things right now to help reduce that overwhelm, but then if you're wanting to, and this is totally optional, but you can control your schedule later on. More likely than not, you will still have multiple preps, but perhaps you're not going to have as many. We're going to be talking about how to work within what we have right now, and then we will talk later about how to change that schedule to make it so that it's your ideal schedule. Let's dive into the 4S system. The first S is set in order. The idea behind this is to understand and know where you are going. You don't have to know the depth. You just have to know the basic breadth of each of your courses. You have to have an idea of what is going to be happening throughout those courses. Now, AI honestly has made this so much easier. And you can use pretty much any AI tool that will allow you to type in prompts. My favorite is still the free version of ChatGPT, but you can have the AI put together a basic curriculum map that gets you to the unit level, and then you're set in order for the year. Know that you will have to change some things. You're going to have to modify as you meet your students and as the year progresses. Maybe you need to add units or take away units, but just having that basic idea is really going to help reduce that overwhelm because you're going to know where you're going next. Next, we are going to dive into schedule. Now, there are a couple of different things with schedule. The first is to plan your classes in a way that works for you. In the episode last week, 222, we went over how your classroom, your lesson plan, class schedule, how that can look and some possible ways to break that down. That's one part of schedule. The next is to think about how your units, if you're looking at your different preps and how those units and those projects and those assessments, how they overlap and interact with one another, that's another part of schedule. And then finally, what works best in your life? You may have a busier time of the year or things happening. Perhaps you have a birthday month where you have a lot of birthdays in your family and you know that you do not want to be doing a lot of grading or outside planning. Well, that would be a month that you're going to make sure that you've got some units in there that aren't going to require more of you. Think about those three things when you're thinking about schedules. What does it look like on that micro scale in the actual class period? Then looking at how all of those schedules interact with one another to save you time. And then finally, what is going on in your life that you can plan around or use your planning to support that so that you are not overwhelming yourself unintentionally during certain times of the year. Next, we are going to go to systemize. This involves creating systems to simplify your teaching routine. It can be within your class period, things that you are doing repetitively, whether those are systems and routines and protocols that your students are doing, whether it's teaching strategies and protocols that you are using over and over so that your students have an idea of what is to come and they're not surprised by any protocol. You like to have students create quizzes at the end of each of your lectures so they get used to that. You don't have to retrain them. They already know how to do it. You're also not having to come up with new teaching strategies and protocols for every single lesson. Also thinking about how you are planning. How are you going to decide when to plan? Are your lesson plans going to look very similar to one another? Are you going to be using similar resources? Are you having students take notes the exact same way every time? These are all ideas of systems. Another one that I was in a training recently with Jen from the Strategic Classroom, Jen Manley, she was talking about systemizing your boundaries. And I loved that idea of creating boundaries and then creating your systems to support those boundaries so that you are more likely to keep them. I thought that was brilliant. Now, lastly, we have sustain. Now, a lot of your systems are going to help you sustain yourself and your well-being as a teacher because those systems are going to then make it so that you can repeat things. You can do rinse and repeat a lot. That's one of my favorite things right now. I'm totally using AI for it. I'm having it come up with the strategies that I'm already using that my students are enjoying participating in. And then I am asking the AI to apply it to the different content and different lessons that I'm teaching in my class every day. And then letting it give ideas and prompts on how to use those teaching strategies. One of my favorite ways to be using sustaining is that idea of rinsing and repeating, which also supports with that systemize. The other way that you can sustain yourself is with those boundaries. Having those boundaries that support you as a human, that allow you to come home and enjoy the things that you would like to be doing outside of school instead of always grading or planning or prepping for the next school day, that is really going to help sustain you as a multiple prep teacher. As you navigate the challenges of teaching multiple preps, remember that you ultimately have the power to thrive and overcome the overwhelm. Share these strategies with your fellow teachers and colleagues, and remember to tag me on Instagram at Kristen Masick, KHRISTENMASSIC. Until next week.